Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisión Numian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Traco Brainon, and this week we're looking at the historical importance of hedgerows in Ireland. To find out how they came about in the first place and how long they've coloured the countryside, I met up with Mark McDool from Hedgerows Ireland.
Oh, hedges have been around since we started clearing the forests, you know, and that's a long time ago. As soon as people wanted to stay put and stopped being nomadic, they needed enclosures to keep their livestock safe. You know, wolves were a thing in this country up until the 1600s. So always prior to that, it was very important that you knew where your livestock was, yeah, and that you knew you could keep the baddies out and the goodies in, or whatever it was you were trying to do. So I think it's safe to say that the hedges have been looked after and managed here for, I'd say, you know, at least two and a half thousand years of hedge in this country. They were planted also along borders between kingdoms,
the Tuatha,
exactly.
Yeah,
and they would have been. They were, again, you know, I mean, if you dug a big ditch and planted a hedge along the top of the bank that you had made with the earth that you had dug out, you had a very, very difficult boundary to penetrate, and so they were all over the country.
So it was something that came out of a necessity. People needed to have these for their livestock and that, and they became a very important part for biodiversity in the country.
Yes, yeah. I mean, since the Enclosures Acts, I suppose I think the last ones were in the late 1700s, maybe early 1800s. But since that was, I suppose, when there was the maximum amount of hedgerows in the country. And since then, because they were so useful, they largely stayed intact, but there would have been some removal and maybe some planting. But now that agricultural practices are changing again, and there's huge pressure on farmers to be constantly producing 12 months of the year, the farm has to be making money. There's no sort of downtime that there used to be. And this has led to the removal of hedges in bigger fields for bigger machines and more cattle. And there's a huge pressure to make money out of everything, and the result is that we lose our wildlife, we lose our birds and bees, particularly our insects. This is a huge problem. There are places in China now where they go out with brushes and dust the flowers on the trees to get them to produce fruit, because the insects are gone.
Wow.
Due to changed agricultural practices. I mean, this is stuff that happens. It's not fairy tale stuff. If you don't take care, that can happen.
And I suppose the biggest lesson that I've been learning since I've been working on this feature is that we all have a collective responsibility, especially for the area around us, our own area, that we all, if people want to see what they can do themselves, look around you and see what you can do in your own area, that we all take that responsibility, which would make a massive difference.
Oh, yeah. It does. It makes an enormous difference. And rewilding, even on a small level, even if you just have some of the flower beds, some of the green areas in parks left to grow and have wildflowers planted in them, it makes a huge difference just for wildlife to have somewhere to live.
An insight there into the importance of hedgerows to our countryside and its critical role to the local biodiversity. Hedgerows aren't allowed to be cut at this time of the year, but what about other green areas in your hometown? Do you like to see it all kept cut back and neat, or are you happy with the wilding approach?
I just love wild patches now, but that has taken a huge change in my life. I would have been a mow everything, but not anymore.
Wilder the better.
Oh no, I love seeing the green areas. I love seeing when there's pollinator friendly areas. I think it's brilliant.
Well, I like wild green areas.
Oh my God, no, I get very angry when I see the council or anybody cutting grass and not leaving places for biodiversity to thrive. It's like so important, and it should be common knowledge at this point that, you know, neat and green is just not the way.
No, let it grow.
Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Errors to Protect page on nova.ie or at errorsoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.